Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What is the weirdest reason that you got banned from a store? These are the internet's best answers to that question. This is how I got banned from Chuck E. Cheese. I figured out that I could take a ball from the game where you shoot the clown's teeth and use it at the skee ball machine. The skee ball machine would count the points, but not the ball used, which enabled me to play forever with just one ball and max out the machine. I did it on two skee ball machines before someone noticed, and then I got banned, kicked out. I was banned from a mall arcade when I was a kid for holding all the whack-a-moles down. My roommates and I, along with a few friends, went out to a bar one night to drink. We'd grown a single beautiful watermelon in our yard and brought him along to party with us. We named him Walter Malone. We snuck the watermelon into the bar and generally just passed it around and praised him for being a good melon. At first, the bouncers didn't care. They came up to us and just told us to be careful with it. One of my friends got pretty drunk and started holding it above his head and dancing with it. The bouncers had enough of our shenanigans and tried to take it. My drunk friend agreed with them that he'd leave with the melon. A few minutes later, my friend makes it back into the bar with the melon under his jacket. He'd snuck in through the back and avoided the bouncers. Once they saw the melon again, they got pretty annoyed and kicked us all out. We argued for our melon back, but to no avail. Rip Walter. Funnily enough, a group of dudes who left the bar had seen or heard about the melon incident. As we were all hanging outside the bar, waiting for an Uber, the dudes drove past, stopped, and handed us a pumpkin. So we ended the night melonless, but with a new pumpkin friend. We got banned temporarily, but I could probably go back. I got banned from the mall when I was younger because I wore an inappropriate shirt that I bought in the mall. Make it make sense. I got banned from a local Kmart about 25 years ago for figuring out that if you just slapped the handle on the old twist-turn candy dispensers that took a quarter, it would just give you free candy. Yeah, they call that stealing. Took my photo and everything. I mean, it is still stealing, but hey, I guess you kind of mugged them off. I got mistaken for somebody else whilst on holiday a few years back. I popped into a local shop to grab a sandwich and drink, and a staff member forcefully marched over to me and yelled, "You're not allowed in here, I've told you before," as she grabbed my sandwich and bottle of water from me and put them back. I of course tried to protest and explain that I'd never been in there before and was a visitor to the area, but she gestured for the security guard to come over to escort me out and stood watching us from a distance with her arms folded and a smug look on her face, occasionally shouting, "If she doesn't go, I'm calling the police." Thankfully, the security guard was a little more understanding about the situation and happily looked at my driving license, which proved I lived in a different area. I offered to show it, but he said, "Perhaps it would be best if you didn't come in here again." Back in the late 1980s, I was in the Florida Keys with a group of friends. I got drunk and went to bed, and some of the guys went out bar hopping. The next morning, a deputy sheriff showed up at the place we were renting, told us to pack our things, and he would escort us to the county line, and we were not to come back. So not only did I get banned from an entire Florida county, I never did get a straight story about what the guys who were at the bar did to get us banned. Oh my gosh, it was probably pretty bad then. Taking pictures of produce and price signs at a small grocery store while shopping. I was just trying to keep track of which stores had which food at cheaper prices so I could plan my shopping trips. I guess they might have thought you were a rival then. Wow. My family has been banned from a local Marco's Pizza for years because of my mum. She used to have some anger issues and also really, really loves garlic butter. When the Marco's forgot to include the garlic butter with the order, she called and asked them to deliver the single cup of garlic butter to our house. The Marco's, reasonably, said they can't do that, but she could come and get it. She stormed over there with our pizza and proceeded to smear the whole thing on their windows and counters. Haven't had Marco's since. That is mental. What an overreaction. And hey, don't get me wrong, I love garlic butter more than anyone, but I wouldn't do that. I got banned from the college cafeteria for taking in a digital food safety thermometer and a copy of the State Health Department temperature ranges. They were consistently 20 to 40 degrees Fahrenheit low, and food poisoning was a common problem. Alright, so you were just looking out for people then, and you got banned. I got banned from Six Flags Great Adventure several times in the early 90s. Back when I was in high school, season passes were like $40 or something, making it a no-brainer to buy one if you intended to go at least twice. My friend and I went probably 5 to 7 days a week since we lived close by. We knew the park and its operations better than pretty much anyone who didn't work there, and eventually grew too comfortable with taking shortcuts through employee areas, trying to climb things we shouldn't, bothering other guests, and overall being a bunch of New Jersey teenagers, aka jerks. The thing is, the only IDs we had on us were our season passes, which we always assigned fake names for no pre-plan reason. The summer of 1994, my pass said Oscar Schindler. We eventually got in so much trouble, they would take our passes and tell us we were banned for life. Well, another $40 at the front gate and boom, back in as Itzhak Stern. They needed that time to figure out the flaws in their system. Hey, in many ways, you were just quality assurance then. I was doing a history project on Poland, and it was well known this teacher gave an extra letter grade for bringing in food from the country. A friend from my previous school brought me to a bakery that made kolaks that his family loved. I ordered one for my class, paying a deposit and specifying the day I was due to present. I ran in before school to get my order, and the woman behind the counter, the manager, told me that whoever took my order never sent it. There was no kolaks in the store. Despite me presenting my invoice and pointing out the date they agreed to have it, she refused to refund my deposit on the basis, "We can make you one for tomorrow." I had to call the credit card company and dispute the charge that way. A few days later, that same friend called me and asked me why we were both banned from the bakery. When I was 12, my favourite thing to do was play laser tag at the one laser tag place in our town. I'd go every Friday night and play for 3 hours or so. There weren't many other regular players, so nobody else was getting better at it like I was. After about a year, I was just wrecking everyone, and the owner ended up banning me from the place because it was driving away other customers. It really sucked because it was my favourite activity, and I was just immediately cut off from it. 6 years later, I found a place in another city that had other players that played regularly, so I was able to start playing again with people at similar skill levels. Now dude, although that is annoying, getting banned for being too good is very cool, I've gotta say.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A bar owner of a dangerous dive bar where I live got super drunk and enlisted the help of 10 regulars to beat the heck out of one of my friends. He was hospitalized, and then they double charged me before we left, and then I was banned. It's been years, and to this day, I still don't know what started it. Somebody gets jumped behind the bar nearly every single night, so it was only a matter of time. I talked it over with my police officer buddy, and they sent officers to request a recording of the parking lot from that night. The tapes were missing, and we were out of luck. Yeah, probably avoid that place in future, pal. Telling a fellow diner who was emotionally abusing her child exactly what I thought of her behavior. She'd been insulting her child loudly for about 10 minutes. The kid didn't do anything in response. She just kept eating. "You can't eat properly. You're gross." I don't know what she thought the kid was doing. Maybe not using a fork properly? Twice the woman did that thing people do to mock disabled folk. You know. And this was all loud enough that nobody could ignore it. All the other diners were turning around to glare at her. I was wondering how to intervene. There was too much anger in my mind. Then her partner said something quietly about how she was spoiling everyone's lunch. She snapped back, "It's your fault for not restraining the kid." At this point, I lost it. I jumped up, pointed at her, and shouted, "You are the problem." and I told her that children should be encouraged and praised, that she was setting the kid up for a lifetime of feeling worthless. And how dare she treat a child that way? I don't remember what else I said. I was full berserk angry by this point. Then, from out of nowhere, "Excuse me," said a staff member. "I'm going to have to ask you to leave." "Of course, I'm sorry," I said to the staff. "I'm sorry," I said to the other diners. And then, "But I'm not bloody sorry to you." I don't think the woman's going to change. I expect she'll punish the child when they get home. But the child will never forget this day. The child will know that someone opposes her mother, that someone can fight her corner. That was 1,000 times worth getting thrown out of the restaurant. And there we go, guys. I think that's a pretty good place to leave it. Leaving it on a wholesome note is something that I always like to do. And yeah. Nice story, you did the right thing, as you know, 100% worth getting kicked out for. Apologies for my voice in this one as well, as you can probably tell it's not up to its usual best. I've got one of the worst flus I've had in my life, so yeah, that's why. Hopefully I'll be better tomorrow, but I kind of doubt it. Anyway, gonna keep plowing on, getting back to daily videos. Hope you enjoyed this one. If you did, and you want more from me and Ask Reddit straight away, check out this video on screen, it's so lovely. I'm gonna cough in a second. If you're new to the channel, subscribe, and I will see you all tomorrow with a brand new one. Take care.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.